First of all, thank you for the opportunity to share some thoughts about Kino Yudbe's Ohali. Just to begin, probably in the following way. I think many of us, I would imagine, struggle appreciating in any real serious way the loss of Beis HaMikdash. And if you're at all like me, so Beis HaMikdash probably is not on our minds often enough. And even the references that we have in Shemoneh Esrei and in Benching to the world of Mikdash, I think for many of us, again, understandably, we're very used to, on the one hand, saying certain psukim, and we're very used to, on the other hand, living lives without mikdash. So it may not be on our mind really that frequently or that often at all. Kinyan Bey is Kalir. There's a strong contrast between the way that we relate to mikdash and the way that Hashem relates to mikdash. Ohali ta'afta ad lo bereishis. Ohali, God's mikdash, he was already thinking about and envisioning before the world was created. It's a reference to the Gemara in Psach Mandaf Nadala, to various Midrashim, that one of the things that was created before the world was even created was Beis HaMikdash. The Ran explains in Maseches Nedarim that the Mikdash wasn't built yet, but it was already Allah b'machshava. God was already thinking about the Mikdash before the world was actually created, before it was really around. Before the Mikdash that we are used to, the Kina says, Ohali asher komamta le'esanei eretz. The Ohel, the Mikdash that Hashem set up, it appears to be a reference to the Avos. Shechter in Divrei HaRav quotes from Salvechik, page Resh Nun Vav, that we know that Yitzchak brought Rivka HaOhela to the tent of Sarah. That was an Ohel that had a ner which was Dalek Me'erev Shabbos. It had an Anan Kasher Al HaOhel. Salvechik explained that the ner that was lit in the Ohel of Sarah, the Anan, the cloud that was there on top of the Ohel, so that was the ner, like the menorah of the Mikdash. It was an Eidus L'Bayi Olam, Shashchina Shorah B'Yisrael. The Anan was the Anan of the Mishkan. And in many ways, suggested of Salvechik, that the Pshat in this Kina, the Ohel of Esanei Aretz, the Ohel of the Avos, the Ohel of Sarah, the Ohel that Rivka went into, was like a Mikdash also. So before the Mikdash that we had, Hashem was already thinking about it before the world was created. It was all of the Machshava. And even in the time of the Avos, before we had a physical structure known as the Mikdash, still Hashem was already building one. It took place on some level, the tent of the Avos. It had the Anan, it had the Esh of the menorah. Something was there which was very, very powerful. And it's a strong contrast between, for many of us, maybe not thinking about it that often, not being that much of our something which we're focused on. And this is in contrast to that. Hashem's relationship to Ohel, which is thinking about it all the time, on top of it all the time, and very much sort of waiting for its return, kivyachol, kivyachol. I think this contrast is intriguing for us to have a bit of self-reflection. The kinos, on the one hand, are an act of limud haTorah. There's a lot of Torah in the kinos. We just spoke about a beautiful vort of Salvechik, that the Ohel of Rivka, the Ohel of Sarah, was the Ohel of had the status of a mikdash in a certain sense. On the other hand, the real goal of the kinos is to move us and to allow us to be focused. And in a certain sense, when we see the way that Hashem relates to mikdash, so it's supposed to be on some level a bit of a gut check in terms of how do I relate to mikdash? Is this something which really moves me? Is it not something which moves me? And how exactly do I relate to it? I often think of a vort I heard, I think from Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz of Shaalvim. I think I heard it from him after my senior year of high school, I believe. That he told me once that the following very beautiful Torah, there's the posuk quote, the Beis Yosef quotes that I believe already, not to have knives on the table during benching, and different theories of why. And one of the days in the Beis Yosef is that we're nervous. There was once a person that when he got up to Uvnei Yerushalayim, he had so much pain, he ended up stabbing himself because he had so much pain over Chorban HaBayis. He just couldn't handle it anymore. He was unable to appreciate it. He was unable just to withstand the pain and the tsar over Chorban HaBayis. So apparently someone asked a square Rebbe. So it said, square Rebbe, does it still apply nowadays? No one's on that madriga nowadays that we're really any chashash. They're going to stab themselves with a knife at Uvnei Yerushalayim, feeling how bad they are. So the square Rebbe apparently said, yes, it still applies. It's a zecher to the fact that there was once a time when people cared that much about Mikdash, and that it reminds us of just the intensity that people once were able to feel for Beis HaMikdash, and we strive to be able to feel again. There's a certain pull and a certain appreciation. And in a certain sense, what the Kina comes to do is to remind us not just to have a zecher to what once was, but for us to focus in a little bit. The Mikdash is so significant that the Ribbono Shel Olam kivyachol, before it created the world, he was already thinking about Mikdash. And the Avos, even before Mikdash was built, Hashem made their tents into Mikdash. And to be cognizant of it, and I would say, working off of these two parts of the Kina, in a moment of self-reflection, to think a little bit about how often we think about it, and can we think about it maybe a little bit more often? And the second is, can we make our Ohel, can we make our home into a bit of that Beis HaMikdash also? To use it as a concrete opportunity, the same way that there is a menorah, there was a certain light that emanated from that home, from the home of Sarah, from the home of Rivka, that our homes also can have a certain light which can emanate from it, that it can also be an Eidus, the Chol Bay Olam, Shashchina Shorah B'Yisrael. And hopefully we can learn from the Kina about the Chashivas of Beis HaMikdash, be able to appreciate it, be able to derive from it, a reassessment sometimes of our values and the role of Mikdash in our lives. If we do that well, so it's important to have a zecher to the fact that people once really cared about Mikdash, but how great it would be if we were counted amongst those people that we also care about Mikdash. Not, God forbid, that we would stab ourselves, but we also were focused on Mikdash, thinking about Mikdash, being able to be moved by it. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.